4:45, maybe a little later on a Monday. And Nick and I, well, what we're going to do is a new segment. Well, I'll just turn it over and let Nick handle it because it's this time.
Down the lane he comes, floater on the way, got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Damian Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
Into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Oh, I love the amount of Ray Hudson that we have on this show. That call is phenomenal. It is time for Divine Shine. We bring up the performances and the players and who shined over the weekend. It's brought to you by Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. This is a bright, hazy-looking ale, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a punch, a bunch of flavors, while keeping the drinkability of a blonde and the creaminess of a Hef, all with the hop aromas of a Northwest Pale, and that's just a lot of words to say it's delicious. There is nothing else like it on the marketplace right now. It's available in 12-ounce cans and bottles or on draft at various local watering holes. It is easy on the ABV at 4.5, means you can spend a few hours watching back-to-back tournament games without feeling weighed down, because you got to save room for the snacks. So, the Divine Shine, we bring up our best performers from the weekend. Who's going first? Steve.
Is it me? I guess I very rarely lead off. How about I try?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking if the final four is on the line and you score all the points for your team in overtime as the season hangs in the balance, that's a pretty, pretty shining moment.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
I can't stand Garnett.
I love that so much.
I know you do. It just makes me miserable. It's happiness for the Celtics, misery for me. So, first, Kansas gets the reprieve from the governor when, in an attempt to be the Dookie version of Christian Laettner for this generation, Grayson Allen's buzzer beater just won't go down. Then after that, Mikhailuk dude hits the three that tied it. Malik, hello, Newman, outscores the Blue Devils by himself in OT. 13 points, all of them. No other Jayhawks scored. Corner three early for the lead. Foul shots to tie halfway through. The dagger triple off a sweet feed with under 2 minutes left. And after a pair of missed threes to tie by Duke, the free throws again. KU back in the national final. Malik Newman, 32 points in an Elite Eight. Folks, that's a shining performance.
Very nice. I'm also sticking with basketball. I'm going with Ben Richardson of the Loyola Marymount Sister Jeans. He shined this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Yes. Richardson is the starting point guard for Loyola, and he absolutely crushed it for the Ramblers against Kansas State. 7 of 10 from the field, 6 of 7 from 3 for a game-high 23 points. He also threw in 6 rebounds and 4 assists, because why not? And it's March, which means there's more to his story than just a great performance. There's the backstory. And there's the backstory on Richardson is that he's from Overland Park, Kansas, which is just under 2 hours away from Manhattan, where Kansas State is. I Googled it. You have to trust me. So Richardson proves that revenge is the best dish served not cold, but with ladders, scissors, and nets.
Not sure I've hit on him during It's Lit or this new segment, but I'm going to go LeBron James. We've seen talk recently about how he's excelling like few other periods in his career, and it's been a shining performance.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
And it's not just the case of better, but just as impressive, there's no dip. We've seen great players start to deteriorate as his age. He's 33 going on 34. For the record, Michael Jordan's last year with the Bulls, 34, still doing it, but you know, he's Mike. But when you consider the path this season has taken, he's in the best shape, and team-wise, they're in the best shape. It's the best position the Cavs have been in, and it's not really close. They've won five in a row. The last four with Kevin Love returning from his injury. And LBJ's scoring is the best since he was 25. 9 assists per game, his all-time high. Rebounds almost 9 a game, tied for his all-time season best. Hitting 55% from the floor. Tenacious as ever on defense. And this has been his best month of the year, the only where he's averaging 30 a game plus. And
is that good?
He's averaging a triple-double for the month of March.
Is that good?
It's okay. It reminds me of me in my heyday, but he'll take it. As others are breaking down, wearing down, it seems like LBJ is getting stronger. Man, this has been a shining performance.
All right, my next one is to the Winnipeg Jets, the hockey team who shined this weekend, clinching their playoff berth for the greatest sports playoff tournament of all time.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So the Jets set a franchise record for points in a season with 102, and this includes when the Winnipeg Jets moved to Phoenix to become the Phoenix, now Arizona, Coyotes, and it also counts when the Jets who came from Atlanta when they were the Thrashers. That all sounds very confusing, but basically between the two, three different cities that the franchise has been in, this is the best team they've ever had. And since they're going to be one of only two Canadian teams to make the playoffs, the other being the Toronto Maple Leafs, it pretty much feels like the whole of Canada outside of Toronto is going to be pulling for the Jets to bring Lord Stanley back north. They have some incredible home atmosphere. I cannot wait for the NHL playoffs to start. So thank you, Winnipeg, for making the NHL playoffs.
I remember when there were 21 teams in the NHL and 16 made the playoffs, and we used to say the joke, they played 82 games to eliminate Winnipeg.